Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
A dinghy loaded with migrants heading across the English Channel from France for British shores capsized Wednesday in the freezing waters, four drowned. It's the latest tragedy affecting those trying to legally seek asylum in the UK, and a story that mirrors migrants trying to make the crossing from Cuba to Florida across waters. Five died just last month. Caitlin Boswell is from the UK charity, the Joint Council for the Welfare of Immigrants. Caitlin, tell us more.
Thanks, Robin. Sure. The first thing to say is that our thoughts are with all those affected by yesterday's tragedy, the families and loved ones of the four who died and the four more who are still missing and those still fighting for their lives in hospital. We're talking about men, women and 12 unaccompanied children as well. These are people fleeing horrors we can't even imagine. They're fleeing war, torture, persecution. And I think you've picked up on the most crucial point. These heartbreaking deaths of the four people yesterday are not the result of an accidental tragedy. It's a political choice by this government, which has closed almost all safe routes for people to travel safely to the UK.
Well, let's take this up. British Home Secretary Suella Braverman has said that, you know, this is a tragedy that has produced four fatalities. But she's also said in the past that this shutting down this ability to cross the English Channel is to destroy the business model of the people smugglers. You know, these, as she said, evil organized criminals who treat human beings as cargo. These are the smugglers who get these people onto these dinghies and inflatable boats that are sure not to make the crossing. She is saying that that's her goal.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, that's not the case. Everyone should be able to kind of safely cross borders, be treated with dignity and compassion, and have decent housing and support when they do so. But we know that this event did not happen in isolation. And while Suella might be saying that her policies are designed to break the back of smugglers, in reality, it's these policies which are forcing people to take these journeys and lining the pockets of smugglers when they do so. It's not the criminal gangs fueling that. That's a symptom rather than a cause of this problem. In terms of safe routes, the government has closed almost all functioning safe routes. They closed the Syrian resettlement scheme last year. They closed the Dub scheme for unaccompanied children. They've narrowed family reunion routes, stalled Afghan resettlement scheme to the extent that only four people have been resettled through the whole scheme, which is a ridiculous number.
Well, and Braverman has also referred to what she called illegal crossings of the English Channel, and she called it an invasion. As you are saying, this should be a legal avenue to legally ask for asylum. And do I understand that she's also said at one point, she's a member of the Conservative Party there, and that she also said at one point her goal was to keep immigrants out of the UK, but she is the daughter of immigrants?
Everyone has a legal right to claim asylum. That's enshrined in international refugee law, and it is her and her government who is intent on making it harder and harder for people to do that, and in doing so, undermining the UK's obligations in international law and the way in which we respect those laws. And through that, not only more and more people are having to take these dangerous journeys, but when they arrive on UK shores, they are being shipped to inhumane asylum centres which are overcrowded. People are getting ill. Someone died in Manston Asylum Centre of diphtheria. We at JCWI have an Afghan client who fled to the UK 2 days before the fall of Kabul, and he's still waiting for this government to enable his family to travel here safely because family reunion routes are not working. Meanwhile, he fears for their life in Afghanistan. So like any of us, people desperately wanting to move on with their lives, to settle, reunite with their families and work, and it's this government that's stopping them. And for her to sort of say, we're trying to make things easier for people to get here safely, it's completely wrong.
Well, again, last month, five people drowned off the coast of Florida here in the United States trying to seek asylum and coming from Cuba, and there have been several drownings before that. Caitlin Boswell is from the UK charity, the Joint Council for the Welfare of Immigrants. Caitlin, thank you.
Thank you so much. Thanks very much.